Now, what have we got happening around the city this week?
We've got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. We're going to revisit your favourite murderous doll.
Didn't know I had one.
Yeah. Chucky is back.
Oh, cool.
Chucky is back. And they're showing The Cult of Chucky tonight at the Underground Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, and they're showing it at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free. So it's part of the Underground Film Festival.
It's free.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's free.
Cool.
So that kind of just like makes it so much better.
So much better. Are you into kind of horror films? Do you like horror films?
I'm kind of like getting into it now.
Okay.
I'm like, my girlfriend is like really into them.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like easing my way into like horror movies.
I can't do horror films.
They are so much fun.
Are they?
I like blood. I just want like a lot of like... I just want something like really dumb.
Really gory.
And just like stupid.
Okay.
And just like.
But probably not like one
slasher
of those
movie.
Psychological thrillers.
No.
You're not going to go on those.
That's too hard. Something like just like.
That you can tune out and
some
tune
teenagers in. That did something stupid and just like, they'll die.
Went into a basement and everyone dies.
Yeah. It's nice. And this is what this one would be.
Okay.
So it's like a knife wielding, bloodthirsty, like serial killer child.
Toy.
Like, child's toy, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's as good as it gets.
It's pretty great for a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Go and enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. What else have we got?
Well, going on that, like, murderous theme, we've got a hidden the outdoor sculpture exhibition at Rookwood Cemetery.
Oh.
So this has been happening going on for a few years.
Okay.
So it's kind of like... Sculptures by the Sea
meets
in a cemetery.
Okay. Wow.
It's really like it's actually really beautiful and like really
Rockwood
nice.
Cemetery is the one on the cliff, isn't it?
No.
No.
No, it's the one it's like out west.
Okay.
Not out. Yeah, it's in the west and it's kind of like its own space.
All right.
So its own suburb.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
It's like so enormous.
And they put a sculpture exhibition in.
Yeah. So they're just like, they invite a lot of artists to come in and do like different sculptures all around the cemetery.
Wow.
And you can kind of just like go and explore. And it's like just like a really beautiful day out. And this weekend they have like some programs on as well.
Oh, okay.
So contemporary artist Lisa Bowen will be there and she'll be doing something called a vestige ceremony.
Okay.
So she's inviting people to kind of come in and talk about something that like very important to them that they've lost.
Okay.
And she'll do like a memorial ceremony for object.
Wow.
So something that's not like a living thing. You're not for like your hamster.
No.
But something like maybe like you lost a jacket or like you smashed your mobile phone and you were really like upset about losing all the photos on it. So she will like sit down and they'll have like a ceremony. You can get like closure on losing that object.
It's a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
I think that there are so many walls up around grief as well and up around the concept of death in society these days.
Yeah.
So something like this helps to break down those a lot and make it a bit more of an open conversation.
Yeah.
I think I'm creeped out, but I like it. It's a weird, really conflicting emotions
and
right
like
now.
It's like grief around like different things. It's not just about like people.
Yeah.
It's about like, you know, all the things that
I
like,
wonder
own your
what
life.
People like what sort of permissions they have to go through. Like, do they have to, I'm really curious about this one now. Do they have to approach families to ask for permission to hold, I guess, sculptures near certain sites or?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure either.
I have no idea.
These are questions we'll ask. But no, this is really, really interesting and not something you hear about a lot.
No.
This is a very morbid kind of event card. Not morbid.
Like,
I don't think
like
morbid is the right word.
Celebration.
It's like dark and like cool. I'm feeling very black lace.
Mm.
I want a black lace veil to wear to both of these events.
But I feel like you won't have like the annoying crowds that you would get at Sculptures
by
the Sea.
Yeah,
as
for
well.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think Grounds of Alexandria are doing a pop-up.
No, I don't think so.
With Cemetery.
No.
What else have we got?
We got Wisteria Festival.
Lovely.
As well, which is on at the Cumberland Hospital.
Oh, nice.
So it's like a bunch of food, some family fun, entertainment, and all the like the money goes to help the mental health patients there as well.
I love this. This is great.
Yeah, it's really nice. And there's like different performances from Dragalicious. There's Indian cultural dances. You can get like motorbike.
Oh God, there's something for everyone.
You can jump on like a Harley Davidson ride.
Okay.
Ride on a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
That's the way to say it.
That's the way to go. Yeah.
And there'll be like face painting as well.
Fun. There is literally something for everyone
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's really cool.
It's just like a nice like family day.
A good family day.
And it's like all the money goes to a good cause as well, which is really
nice. Yeah. And you can get a good feed, have some fun, and know that while you're doing so, you're going to help people who need it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Three very, very unique events.
And they're all free.
And they're all free, which is my favorite word in an event guide.
Yeah.
It's my favorite four-letter F word. Free, free, free.
Yeah.
F-R-E-E. I'm not great at spelling. I had to
like count out the...
F-R-E-E. Yeah. Yep, no, four letters. Yep.
Four letters.
What would be your pick of the bunch this week?
I'm going to go to Rookwood Cemetery.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to... Like, I got a jacket. I had a jacket. Like, I lost a jacket recently.
Okay.
And I really, like, need to mourn it.
Yeah,
properly.
You need to move through that.
I need to move past it because I can't stop thinking about that jacket.
It's really annoying when that happens, isn't it?
It's like it's not getting warmer, so I don't have to think about it.
I lost one of my favorite jackets here at the station. And I'm sure someone's taken it. And if I ever find them, I'm going Liam Neeson on their ass. I'm going Taken style Liam Neeson. I will find you and I will hurt you. It was this great, and you can't, it was passed down to me. It was one of those great hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Like a great black knitted cardigan jumper style. And it was old, like it was probably 30 years old. It had holes in it and safety pins, and I'd stitched it together with love and tears and string, and I loved that jacket so much, and I'm a forgetful person.
Well, maybe this is your time to like get some closure on that jacket.
I feel like vengeance is the way I'm going to hold on to that jacket, though, if I ever find whoever took it. I'm going to go to the Wisteria Festival there. That's my pick of the week.
Yeah.
I think that's a really sweet event. Cool. Wow, great events this week.
I'm
loving it. Arianne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.